Kinder Baked Foods presents Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter, transcribed.
Kroger, Kroger, everything from bread to cake is better if it's Kroger baked. Money saving values too. Kroger is the store for you. Kroger, 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 Kroger.
That's right, Kroger. It's Kroger. Kroger for everything from bread to cake. For that wonderful Kroger bread that's baked with a twist. Yes, Kroger bread is twisted for finer texture, better taste, and longer lasting freshness. It's an all-round better bread and a better value. Just compare today's money-saving price on the bread that's baked with a twist. You'll find it's an outstanding bread value. Buy two loaves and double your savings. Find out how really good a bread can be. Discover the oven freshness, the velvet smoothness of Kroger bread. The best bread Kroger ever baked because it's twisted for finer texture, better taste, and longer lasting freshness. Now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. As we visit Valley Springs today, we find Mary and Henry Foster on their way to the Reed farmhouse. They have learned that Tish Edwards is at the farmhouse, and they intend to take her home. As they drive, we hear Henry say,
"Thunder, I don't know what we're doing. Coming all the way out here, Mary, I'm blessed if I do."
"Oh, stop your grumbling, darling."
"Well, I don't."
"We're on our way, and that's that. And we're helping Mr. and Mrs. Edwards by coming out here to get Tish."
"Yes, I understand that, but it's their job to get Tish. She's their daughter. Besides, they may get madder than blazes because we didn't phone them the minute we heard from Tilly Reed."
"Oh, I don't think they will."
"Oh, my. I figure I would if I was them. You was Tish. I'd want to know right off the bat where you was."
"Dad, listen to me a minute. Now, I didn't want you to phone the Edwards because I had an idea, and I still have, that something very odd about her being out there."
"Yeah, odd. The whole blasted thing is odd, if you ask me."
"Yeah, might even be a hoax."
"Well, I don't know how it could. That is, if you mean Tilly Reed was just having fun with us by calling up and telling us Tish was there."
"Oh, no. I believe Mrs. Reed was sincere enough."
"Oh, yes. Don't you worry about Tilly. She's one of the nicest women there is around here. A little mite direct, maybe, but that's all right. No, she wouldn't try to play that kind of a joke."
"No, she wouldn't."
"What do you mean, she would? You mean Tish would?"
"Of course. Only, it isn't Tish's idea of a joke, exactly. No, she's not kidding about wanting to get Don Randolph's sympathy for running away like this."
"Well, more probably it'll make him madder than blazes or else disgusted with her and maybe bored."
"Well, Dad, I'm talking about how she feels about it."
"Yeah, I know that. But I don't see how that ties in with this business being a hoax."
"Well, as I see it, Dad, Tish Edwards is no fool. She appears extremely... artless and naive all the time. I think that's because somebody once told her it did something for her. Anyway, she's really a very smart little girl."
So she proceeded to tell Tilly her name and all about herself so somebody could come out and get her, is that it?"
"No, I don't think it's going to be quite that simple, Dad. Now, you said she made Mrs. Reed promise not to phone her parents."
"That's right."
"But she didn't make her promise not to phone anybody."
"Well..."
"She didn't want to add to her mother and father's distraction by having them come all the way out here and not find her."
"Well, you mean to say that she ain't going to be there when we arrive?"
"I'll be very much surprised if she is."
"All right, then let's turn right around here and go back home. I'm tired tonight, I tell you. I'm too tired to go chasing around the country over some giddy brain slip of a girl who just wants to make a fellow feel sorry for her."
"I think it'll be rather amusing."
"All right, then, child. You go ahead and laugh at it if you want to. But to me, I tell you, it ain't funny. Let's turn around."
"Oh, we're almost there now, Dad. We've got this far. Let's keep on. I could be all wrong about that, of course. And we may find Tish at the Reeds. I hope we do."
"Well, if we don't, I tell you, I'm going home if I have to walk." "Where'd you figure Tish would go in case she did leave there?"
"I haven't the faintest idea."
"Well, all I hope is that she's got sense enough not to get out into that big swamp. My gracious, there's a place that anybody can get lost in before you can shake a stick at a lamb's tail."
"I know. Sad."
"Yeah. Even most of these woodsmen around here, they steer clear of that place. It's all honeycombed with mud and water. You can sink in over your head and, well, in any one of a thousand different places.
Well, I think Tish knows about that swamp. Of course, a little idiot might go out into the swamp in order to worry Don all the more.
She thinks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Reed's farm ahead on the right there, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, light's burning in the kitchen. Won't be long now. Oh, here's Tilly, coming out to meet us. Hello, Tilly. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, Henry. Well, how are you, Mary?
Oh, just fine, thanks, Miss Reed.
I suppose you think I'm crazy for telephoning you about that girl, don't you, Henry?
No, not at all.
But I've got the wit then to know what to do. Come in and I'll tell you the story, and then you can decide whether you wanted to stay the night out here or go back with you or what.
Well, all right, you say so. Nice cozy place you got here, Tilly. Where's Edgar?
Oh, he's over to Tilton to a Farm Bureau convention. Won't be back till tomorrow afternoon. If he'd been here, he'd most likely have ordered the girl to get into the car and driven her right back to her parents.
Yeah, and probably that's the thing to do.
Probably. Though I thought that maybe if she spent the night here, she'd feel different in the morning. Sit down, won't you, both of you?
All right. Where's Tish now, Mrs. Reed?
She's upstairs in the spare room.
Are you sure?
Well, yes. I told her to take that room and I stood at the foot of the stairs and watched her go up.
Sit down, child. Let's listen to Tilly's story.
Well, there's really not much to tell, Henry. You see, a few minutes before I phoned you, I heard a knock on the door and opened it, and it was this girl.
Yeah?
Looked up at me kind of wide-eyed and asked me if I was Mrs. Reed, and then asked if she could spend the night here. Then I found out she was the Edwards girl, and so I asked her in.
I see.
Couldn't quite figure out why she wanted to stay here when she wasn't more than a mile and a half from the village. In fact, I offered to call one of the neighbors and have him drive her in. But she said no. Said she'd left home to get lost, and she was going to get lost.
Just as I thought.
Said some man had spurned her. That was it. Spurned her, and she was heartbroken and going to get lost.
Gracious, I thought that was the kind of a thing you might expect from a 14-year-old girl instead of one Tish's age.
It is, usually, Dad.
Well, you see, I didn't have the heart to put her out of the house after she said that. Kind of a cute little thing.
Yeah. Who'd ought to be taken across her father's knee and spanked good and hard.
Well, perhaps. Anyway, that's the story.
Well, we're awfully much obliged to you for phoning us about it, Mrs. Reed. Her mother and father are very nice, and this will relieve them greatly. If Tish is still here.
If she's still... Why in blazes do you keep saying that, Mary? You just heard Tilly say that Tish was upstairs in the spare room.
Yes, Dad, but I know Tish.
Well, I'll go right up now and tell her you're down here.
If she's there, you'd better wait and come downstairs with her, Mrs. Reed.
Yep, I will.
As I said, if she ain't up there, if she's skedaddled, I'm going home.
Well, that's fair enough, Dad.
Why is it, I wonder, child, that folks must always call us up when something goes wrong with their affairs? Like this, for instance. Tilly didn't know who else to call, she said, so she called us.
To call you, darling. You haven't the least idea why they call you, I suppose.
Oh, ain't.
Because they know you help them and probably have an answer for them, Dad.
Oh, answer.
You've been helping people all your life, and people are in the habit of calling you. That's why you're not a very rich man.
Well, all right. Folks help me, too.
Yes, sometimes.
Hey, Henry! Oh. Mary!
Yeah?
Come up here, will you? That girl ain't here.
She's
gone.
See what I mean, Dad?
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. All right, we're coming right up, Tilly.
Yeah, this is just exactly what I expected.
Where'd she go to, Tilly?
Well, I ain't got any idea, Henry. There's the room I told her to take. Shouldn't get into bed or even lie down on it.
That little fool of a girl, that's all I've got to say.
Maybe she sneaked down the stairs as soon as I closed the kitchen door and she heard me telephone you folks and just lit out again.
Well, I imagine that's it. Mrs. Reed, the door to that room at the end of the hall is open.
Mm-hmm.
Could she have gone in there?
Well, I don't know. Let's go see.
Yeah.
That's Edgar's in my room. I'll just snap on the light now. There's not a sign of her in here.
The window's open. Did you leave it that way, Henry?
No, I didn't. By gum, that's how she got out.
Just like Goldenlocks.
The roof of the woodshed makes up under this window, and all she'd have to do would be to open the window and step out. Then it's only a short jump to the ground.
All right, Mary. Let's us be on our way home. I'm getting sleepier and madder by the minute.
Now, just a second, Dad.
What?
Did she leave a note in the spare room, Mrs. Reed? Did you see?
Oh, no, I declare. I didn't think to look. I was that surprised. Come on, come on. We'll go back and see.
We'll just telephone her father and tell him about this. And from then on, I tell you, it's up to him to do as he pleases.
I'll have a look in here and see if she left anything.
Yeah.
Here's a scrap of paper. Let's see now. Here's some writing on it. You read it, Mary. I ain't got my reading glasses on.
Oh, all right. It says, anybody who's interested can look for me in the big swamp. Signed, Tish Edwards.
Well, don't that beat all? You'd think she was nature boy. Who does she mean by anybody who's interested?
Who do you think?
Don Randolph?
Why, of course.
You know, I don't believe that she means this at all. She wouldn't be brainless enough to go out into that swamp in the daytime, let alone at night.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past her, Dad. Would you, Mrs. Reed?
Well, I don't know the girl very well, except as I saw her this evening here in the house. But if she's a flighty type and thinks she's heartbroken, she might, Henry.
You mean just to attract attention to herself?
Mm-hmm. Just to attract Don's attention. She doesn't care about anybody else.
Well, let's us go back downstairs. We'll telephone Harold Edwards and we'll go home, Mary.
Is that what you're going to do, Dad? Really and truly?
Well, of course it's what I'm going to do. What else is there to do? Go out into that swamp and start hunting for her?
Be a pretty good idea, Henry, to find her just as quick as possible before she gets too far into the swamp.
Well,
because if she does and gets into one of them bottomless mud holes, well...
I don't think you're going home just yet, Dad. Even granted that Tish is silly and flighty and everything else,
I've got lanterns and flashlights and things right here in the house. Edgar always keeps a number of them on hand, because this won't be the first time we've had to go out and hunt that swamp.
So wait. Ed Hobbs don't live far away from here, does he?
About a half mile up the road.
All right. We'll call Ed and get him to give Bunk Boober a call.
That's more like it, Dad.
And then I suppose we better let Tish's father know.
Yeah, I think so.
What about Don Randolph? Should we call him, too?
Well, I'd tell him the story, and then if he wants to come out here, he can. And Bill Nelson and as many more as you can get.
Yes, we'll turn out the whole blasted town. But I swear, if whoever finds Tish, if he don't give her a thundering good spanking, I'm going to.
Is Tish really at the farmhouse? Will Henry carry out his threat? We'll hear more about this tomorrow. Now, in just a moment, Henry Foster will return with another of his famous sayings. But first, Kroger, the store that gives you better values, better baked foods.
Kroger, Kroger, everything from bread to cake is better if it's Kroger baked. Money saving values too. Kroger is the store for you.
Kroger baked foods are better baked. Tasting is believing. Taste Kroger's Golden Snow Layer Cake, the cake of the week. This oven fresh cake has two layers baked to a golden richness, filled with real fresh orange filling, covered with white marshmallow. What's more, it's all agleam with shredded coconut and topped with glacé cherries. Truly an oven treasure and a Kroger feature value. Only 49 cents for Kroger's Golden Snow Layer Cake. That means an actual saving of 10 cents on the cake of the week. So, lady, visit your Kroger store, the only place you'll find Kroger's Golden Snow Layer Cake. Take advantage of the money-saving price of 49 cents and take home a cake with a texture so fine it could easily be a prize winner. Remember, it's Kroger, the store that gives you better values, better baked foods. And now, Henry Foster.
You know, being a gentleman is like being happy. I mean, if you have to try to be, well, you ain't. You understand? Well, see you soon. Bye.
Tune in again tomorrow at this same time for another entertaining transcribed chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter.